Buongiorno, I don't speak Italian, I apologize, so I will be talking in English. What I'd like to share with you is, some of the trends that are going on in different governments and agencies where the need to automate different services, being able to provide better service for your citizens across different agencies, provinces, and centrally being able to have a place where user information that's very sensitive or private could potentially be shared with other divisions if there's a type of service or it can improve the quality of life for your citizens. And so what I wanted to go through is just walk through our Identity Access Federation solutions in terms of a web security infrastructure that is providing, reduction in costs, so it allows, your employees and your agencies to automate some of those manual tasks that allows them to be freed up to do other work. It provides compliance, so in terms of if a user changes their password or if someone accesses a personal private...
Mr. Sullivan, sorry. Just a moment. Voi capite tutti... Sì, ah, vabbè, no, mi stavo preoccupando rispetto al servizio di traduzione, va bene. Sorry.
Is that okay?
It's okay.
Okay. Okay, so the... okay, thank you. So the compliance regulations is another important issue that are, we're seeing in many different government agencies. So the other big area is around collaboration. So as you start automating or opening your existing technologies, your databases, your web services, your applications, right? So in the day, today you may have an application that one of your employees is working and doing something. Next step is maybe you want to allow someone to come in from the web, the citizen or the end user, to be able to do it. And then you may even want to be able to collaborate and share information not only between agencies but maybe with the private sector as well. You may want to outsource some of those tasks so you can focus on your critical area that you're providing service for your citizens. Okay, so let's see. Where is the full screen? Let me do this. I think it's right there. So I have. I'm going to skip through most of these slides. I want to keep it very high level for you. But I'll be at the IBM booth if there's any questions afterwards. Okay. So in terms of SOA, which is service-oriented architecture. Okay. So this is this notion that I have an existing application. It might be using, from a technology perspective, a Microsoft database, a RACF mainframe. So there's all this different technology that needs to be synchronized so that the applications can work. And then the ability then, so you may have something where I want to register my car, for example, or I want to renew my driver's license online. So those applications now, you're opening those up for an end user to come in through a browser, right, would be the second step. And you don't want to change the application. So this whole notion of how can I provide that service but do it very securely and potentially synchronize information. So if someone changes their phone number and home address when they register for their license, you might want to provide that to protective services, or you might want to provide that to the taxing agency or something like that as an information that this person has now moved, and automatically make those changes rather than send a piece of paper or send a mail note or something else that needs to be done. Okay, so leveraging, a central area where you have an authoritative type of attribute that you then want to automatically change and communicate to different agencies and provinces, right, is a really key thing to free up people from doing the manual validation or end users going in and having to, re-enter incorrect information or information that they changed one place. They may have to change it multiple times. So how they can... simplify and get a better service from the different agencies and from the government themselves. Okay. All right, so here's an example of, just some of the complexity. So If you look at a, you know, a software security solution, right, you're going to want to have, you know, much like you have in the world today, you're going to want to have like a demilitarized zone or DMZ. Okay, so an extra layer of protection. So if someone's coming outside into your application area where you have very sensitive information, you're going to want to have security zones or firewalls in place. Okay, and so there's different regions for this, or I guess we call our different realms. So you may have one area which is it's okay for someone to come in, but then I want to have a governance area. So I want my policies to be defined centrally, and then I want another team maybe to implement that and then push those out when someone approves it. Okay, and it could be I wanted to do it in one area to validate that it's working correctly first before I roll it out across all the different provinces and regions. Okay, so the logical model that we have is really you look at it for, you know, I guess with IBM we look at it as a, you know, kind of a multi-layered cake. Okay, so we have the business area, and that's where the governance and the policies are going to be defined. And then that's going to drive security policies in terms of who can access what information, which agencies can share information. And then that will go down to the technical level. And that'll be, okay, you know, this attribute might be the person's home address. It might be, you know, medical information that's important to know if someone has allergies, for example, right? You know, does that reside in a database? Is it an LDAP server? You know, what type of system is it on, right? So this case there, the people that are usually in the business area don't care if it's a database, it's an LDAP server, it's an Active Directory. All they care about is this is the policy. We should not share, you know, sensitive allergy medical information only to these specific agencies and only if they are, you know, at a certain role or have a certain position, right? So how to effectively author those policies that then reach down to the technology is a key enabler to allow better service, automation, reduction of cost. Kind of skip over here. Okay. So what one of the key areas and the really complex area is around identity, okay, your identity. So, for example, in a given agency, you might log into to renew your driver's license, and they might use your driver's license number, let's say. You might log into, let's say, the human health care and services, but you might use your, we have our social security number, but you guys would use like your citizen ID number, right? So you have different user IDs to get access to different systems. And that flows through, you know, your applications, right? So the complexity is if I want to be able to provide collaboration between two applications automatically, I don't want to change the applications. So how can I, you know, be able to share or assert that this driver's license number maps to, you know, this other type of citizen ID attribute on the agency that I'm collaborating with, okay? And so being able to have a trusted way to do that with encryption, decryption, SSL, you know, all these different tech, you know, is kind of a business agreement, right, that needs to be governed and then agreed to, and then technology can implement it. And so we have a whole set of products within IBM that provide that end-to-end type of solution. So we provide the ability to protect your web-based applications, to synchronize user ID information, and then this whole notion, which is federation. Okay, so that, you know, being able to share only specific types of attributes and details with a given agency is a key piece, and how that business implementation gets implemented is through a technology called federated identity management. Okay. All right. So this picture just kind of shows an example. I have different agencies in different colors. Okay, and so this whole notion of SOA is service-oriented architecture, where now I want these agencies to talk to each other, but do it in a trusted fashion. Okay, and there's this whole notion of, you know, the authoritative source where I may want to have a central location for one place to maybe authenticate a user that's part of this, so that if I'm an agency, I don't necessarily want to continue to maintain a user's password necessarily, right? So if a user forgets their password, that could be an expensive cost where they have to pick up the phone, or you might have to implement some type of identity solution that emails the user. So to reduce those kind of costs, where you may want to centralize and say, for these specific agencies or applications, I'm going to have one central place where the user authenticates, and I'm going to then trust my applications that they'll receive something they understand without having to change. Okay. So this diagram here kind of shows some of the technology around what we call federated single sign-on. So this is a user logging in and then getting services across multiple agencies. And then the one on the right-hand side is a web service. So this is now, I have an automated application that's basically, you know, instead of the user typing in things into a web page, right, or a browser, there's now an application doing that on the user or the employee's behalf. So now you're automating some of that computer typing work, right? And that's where you could even potentially be outsourcing that information, where a user could request something, it gets validated by the agency, and then you might, you know, potentially say, I'm going to go to this private sector area that's going to do this to take that, you know, that cost off my hands, so I can free up my people to do more important things. Okay. All right. I'll skip through these. Okay. So the ability to have, you know, in the yellow there in the middle, the central authoritative repository potentially to authenticate users and then send tokens or trust information to the other agencies is a really key enabler that frees up, you know, your people for leveraging automation. Okay. All right. And we have a case study here that we've done with the Ministry of Communication and IT. So they had this, you know, whole area of, you know, government to government, government to customer, government to consume, you know, to their citizens, government to business. So all that, you know, infrastructure, and there's a case study around the technology. And I'm just going to kind of skip over, you know, the details. But, you know, basically the desire to have, you know, 2.6 million users at the same time, how to centralize and reduce those costs were a key enabler actually to help fund and justify this type of project. And so what they did is they leveraged the identity and access management infrastructure they had in place and layered a new federation type of technology that would securely talk, you know, and allow trust between their different agencies. And there's a whole set of new standards as well. I'm sure many of you are familiar with, you know, the SAML, which is Security Assertion Markup Language. And this is, you know, just the standard, the technologies that reduces security risk. Okay, and so that's another thing, is you're looking to do things with applications off the shelf. A lot of times they're going to be integrating with the new standards. SAML is the one that seems to be the leading area. The other trend we're also seeing is around what we call fine-grained authorization and now having APIA standards. So this is a case where, like a HIPAA, for example, is one of the compliance things we have a lot in the United States where, I want to be able to see someone's medical record, let's say, but I might have a policy that says if this person works in the same, you know, building or is in the department I'm in, I should not be allowed to see that user. So how to, you know, down to the, you know, very fine-grained level in a transaction, how can I enforce and secure that? So I can provide service, but I'm also adhering to the regulations and the privacy laws that are in place. Okay. Right. And I guess so, just in conclusion, you know, the whole notion of having a strong identity infrastructure that you can build and provide service, right, to layer a web-based application in front, that then you can automate with a web service, if you so desire, and then have different integration with business partners to collaborate. IBM has done, you know, projects worldwide, proven records. So if you have any questions on, what we've done or where you're at and would like to discuss further, I'll be at the downstairs at the IBM booth. This afternoon. So I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.